You know, Peter, it is very important for us as SPLM. Our team is happy and we are ready to negotiate in good faith with the National Congress Party, because it is very important as we approach the referendum, all the pending issues that needs to be implemented must be implemented. And then the post-2011 arrangement has to be discussed transparently and faithfully. And that's why we are committed, we are ready, and we will actually cooperate and negotiate in good faith with the North.
You have so many world leaders and experts who are involved with the current negotiations. Are you confident that the rest of the provisions of the CPA will be implemented, especially with less than 6 months to go before the referendum?
You know, honestly speaking, I think what we are entering into is negotiating a peaceful divorce. There is no way we can actually have a chance to implement everything and transform Sudan into a better Sudan for all of us. Having President Mbeki, President Abubakar, and President Buyoya in the African Union High Implementation Panel, this is actually a boost to the two parties, and we are happy that the African Union is taking a lead in this. With the chairmanship of President Mbeki. The SPLM is committed and is happy that the world is now refocusing on the CPA, or the Comprehensive Peace Agreement implementation. So now we have only 179 days left as of today, so that we will have the referendum. So we have no time. We have to do whatever we can to make sure that this referendum is held on time, January 9, 2011, the outcome is respected and accepted and recognized. But we are calling the world leaders and also the world organizations, especially the UN and the AU, to make sure that the referendum is monitored from the process of registration all the way to the day when we are conducting the referendum.
Specifically, what details are you negotiating currently with the NCP?
You know, as of now, we are negotiating four issues. One is, what do we do with the issue of citizenship, the nationalities? Those citizens who are in the north, and southerners in the north and northerners in the south, what do you do if the vote is for separation? Then the issue of the security. What do you do with the joint integrated unit? That is number two. Number three is the international treaties and legal issues. The treaties that Sudan has signed internationally, what do you do with them if you are going to have two countries? The last one is the financial and economic issues and natural resources, issue with the debts, the assets, the oil and the water. These are the four issues that we are engaged in, the four working groups. But as I said it before, all of these issues, we are negotiating them in case of unity or separation. But the likelihood of separation is the one which is actually on the table now, because if you look at it, according to the opinion polls in the South and even internationally, 98% or over 98% of the people of Southern Sudan are going to vote for separation if the referendum is conducted today. And we have only 5 months left, 179 days.
The foreign minister that was recently sworn in said that if there is a relapse of what is going on and negotiations fail, the possible war that will ensue will be far worse than the longest war that was fought between the North and the South. President Bashir is on record to have said that there will be tensions near the borders of each other if the South decides to secede and become an independent nation. What is the SPLM's position with these comments coming from these senior officials of the NCP?
You know, the position of the SPLM is very clear. We are tired of war. We don't want war. We want a peaceful Sudan and a peaceful region and a peaceful Africa and a peaceful world for all of us. Those people who are actually preaching war, I think they don't know what the meaning of war is, especially this new foreign minister, Hali Kerti. He should not be encouraging more death and encouraging more bloodshed to be shed. So I think it is very important. It is in the interest of the North and the South to have a peaceful Sudan for all of us. But let me actually be on record. You know, it is very important to know that even if there is no demarcation between the north and the south borders, the referendum is going to be conducted. And even if we did not have any agreement on the post 2011 arrangement issues, it's still the referendum will be conducted. These are long term negotiations. It will not end today or tomorrow, but we will try our best to make sure we arrive somewhere. But we are actually telling the world that we are for peace, we want peace, and we wanted to make sure that the North is viable, and it is in our interest for the North to be viable economically and security-wise. And it is very important for the North also to do the same thing, so that when we are viable, we are all going to be viable states, and the region will be safe and secure, and Africa will be secure and safe.